Thank you for downloading this Maritime Law podcast from Coracle Online and Inson Co. for February 2013. This podcast is titled Secondhand Ship Must Be of Satisfactory Quality Pursuant to Sale of Goods Act and looks in particular at the case of Dalmar Spa versus Union Maritime Limited and Valor Shipping Limited. The Commercial Court, on appeal from an arbitration award, has decided that a term that a second-hand ship be of satisfactory quality was implied into a second-hand ship sale and purchase contract. The contract, a Memorandum of Agreement, MOA, was based on the Norwegian Sale Form 1993, NSF 93, and the term as to satisfactory quality was implied by virtue of S14(2) of the Sales of Goods Act 1979, SGA. The new Norwegian Sale Form 2012 expressly excludes all implied terms at Clause 18 with the words, "Any terms implied into this agreement by any applicable statute or law are hereby excluded to the extent that such exclusion can legally be made." Nonetheless, the present decision has important implications for ship owners who may have sold or bought second-hand ships on the NSF 93. The judgment also has wider contractual implications, extending beyond ship sale and purchase, because the judge expressed a provisional view on the scope of the words "as is where is," which appear frequently in contracts for the sale and purchase of goods generally. The background facts. The buyers purchased the ship from the sellers pursuant to an MOA based on the NSF 1993, dated 4th of September 2009. Clause 11 of the NSF 93 provided that she was sold as she was at the time of inspection, fair wear and tear excepted. The buyers inspected the ship on the 18th of August 2009 and also inspected the class records. The ship was delivered to the buyers on the 1st of October 2009. In early November of that year, the ship's main engine broke down during a ballast voyage. The arbitration tribunal found that the breakdown was due to a defect in a crank pin in the main engine. The buyers commenced arbitration proceedings, alleging, among other things, that there had been a breach of the term as dissatisfactory quality implied into the MOA by virtue of S14(2) of the SGA. The sellers denied that any SGA terms were to be implied into the MOA and argued that the terms of Clause 11 were inconsistent with the SGA implied terms, in that the ship was sold as she was and thus excluded by S55 of the SGA. The tribunal found in favour of the buyers. The sellers appealed. The Commercial Court decision. The primary issues for the court were whether, 1, the words "as she was" had the same meaning as is, or as is where is, or similar phrases appearing in other cases relating to the sale of ships or other goods. The sellers argued that such phrases meant that the buyers took the goods as they found them, with no warranty or condition as to quality or fitness for purpose. And 2, whether such words were inconsistent with the SGA, so that the implied term as to satisfactory quality was excluded. Noting that there was no previous decision directly on the point, Mr. Justice Flawks held that the words "as she was" did not exclude the implied term as to satisfactory quality under the SGA. Implied terms are conditions, and clear words are needed to exclude them, whereas the words "as she was" were capable of more than one interpretation, and so they could not operate as an exclusion clause. So the answer to 1 was no. The words "as she was" in their context in Clause 11 of the NSF 93 did not, in the judge's view, have the same meaning as the freestanding words "as is where is" in a sale contract. Rather, the expression "as she was" in Clause 11 was part of a provision recording the obligation to deliver the vessel in the same condition as she was when inspected. Those words did not, however, have any bearing on what the seller's obligations were, either on inspection or on delivery, as regards the quality of the vessel. They did not, therefore, exclude the S14(2) SGA implied term as to satisfactory quality. Given his finding on 1, the judge did not need to express a concluded view on 2, namely whether as-is provisions would effectively exclude the SGA implied terms. However, the judge indicated that he would have decided that the effect of the expressions as is or as is where is was not to exclude the right to claim damages for breach of implied terms, but only to exclude the right to reject the ship. Some may consider this decision to be surprising and contrary to market expectation. Nonetheless, the decision is not subject to appeal. Therefore, shipowners who sell second-hand ships in the future should consider using the NSF 2012, which contains a Clause 11 similar to that in the NSF 1993, but which additionally expressly excludes all implied terms at Clause 18. In addition, the relevance of this decision extends beyond ship sale and purchase to the exclusion of the SGA terms in all contracts for the sale and purchase of goods generally. If parties wish to exclude the SGA terms, very clear and unequivocal exclusion clauses are required. Thanks for listening.